Hello, and welcome to The Outdoor Coach, a series of audio self-coaching guides to take with you as you explore or observe the world outside. The Outdoor Coach brings together in a unique and accessible way the art of coaching, mindfulness practice, and the restorative effects of the outdoors. When blended with your own curiosity and commitment, you'll be able to find answers to your own questions, gain further insights and understanding, and move closer towards the goals you value. Hello, and welcome to The Outdoor Coach. In this episode, we're going to be exploring appreciation. So what does that mean? What is appreciation? According to the dictionary, to appreciate is to value or to admire highly or to recognise with gratitude. So we're going to be considering what it's like to both give and receive appreciation and the impact that that can have. When you look at the evidence around this, studies show that appreciation can have a really positive effect on our well-being. Think about that for a moment. It can help us manage stress and even have a positive impact on our work performance and boost our self-esteem. Appreciation can also help us feel more psychologically safe, enabling us to show up in all aspects of our life without the fear of negative consequences, either for ourselves, for our career, or for our status. And when there's psychological safety in the workplace, people are much more willing to share their ideas, to bring the creativity, to innovate. And of course, that all enhances work and team performance as well. As you know, I am a big fan of the work of Nancy Klein. And what Nancy Klein tells us is that the human mind works best in the presence of appreciation. So, let's have a think about that for a moment. Think about a time, maybe when you've received some appreciation at work. Perhaps you've written a report that's been well received, or you've gone above and beyond working additional hours to get something completed. Or maybe you've received appreciation from a friend. Perhaps you've hosted an event or, you know, just given them a call and they've really appreciated that. So take yourself back into that time. Perhaps you've got one of your own as well that you can draw upon. And think about the impact of that. Think about the impact of that in your body. What are the physical effects? Emotionally, how did it make you feel? And energetically, what happened to your energy levels on receipt of that appreciation? I know for me, when people offer appreciation to me, I automatically feel lighter, more positive, more energised. And sometimes that feeling lasts just for a few moments. And sometimes actually it can carry me through the whole day, that positivity, that energy, that well-being sense really. And science tells us that when we appreciate someone, it actually changes the hormones in their brains. So oxytocin, serotonin, and dopamine are all released, and that enables us to think better. You know, we don't have those stress hormones that are impairing our thinking. We're actually, as Nancy Klein says, think better in the presence of appreciation. And of course, it helps when we're able to accept that appreciation graciously. You know, some of us have learned, haven't we, to kind of look at the floor and shake our heads and dismiss appreciation that we receive. We've learned to do that over the years. But if we can treat that as a gift, somebody offering that to us, and then just feel the magic happen, see what happens to your thinking in the presence of appreciation. So this podcast will guide you through a mindful appreciation exercise, and you can take the exercise outdoors or maybe indoors with a view of the outside. Or you could even bring a bit of the outside in, maybe sit next to a house plant or hold a shell or a pebble that you've collected from your favourite place. And as you settle into your space, take a few deep breaths in and a few breaths out. Appreciate the fullness of your chest and the oxygen enlivening your system. And appreciate the release and the letting go of tension as you breathe out. Do this a few more times. So bring your attention now to your feet. Aren't they wonderful? They enable us to move forward, either quickly, steadily, slowly. They enable us to change direction and to carry us where we want to go. So take in a few steps with each one, appreciate the separate elements of each step. When your heel touches the ground and rolls forwards towards the ball of your foot and then towards your toes, appreciate how your toes provide balance and together how your whole foot provides stability before it lifts away and your other foot makes contact with the ground. Appreciate as you move in this way, each inhalation and each exhalation of the air around you. Appreciate how your nose warms the air as you inhale, and how your shoulders might relax a little as you exhale. Take your attention a little wider and notice any sounds that you can hear which you find pleasant. Maybe you can hear the sound of a breeze in the trees or the birds nearby. Maybe it's the sound of water or the soft chatter of voices. Appreciate how the familiar sounds offer comfort and a sense of safety for you. Appreciate your connection to the space you are in. And as you move through your surroundings, as much part of that environment, everything you see, hear, touch, smell, and even taste is worthy of your appreciation. Appreciate your connection with your environment in all directions, reaching up above, down into the earth, to your left and right, reaching out behind you and in front of you. Appreciate for a moment the space you occupy in all your magnificence as a human life and the freedom that this brings. And with your next breath in, ask yourself, what qualities do you most appreciate in yourself? It might be that as you consider this question, that you notice some discomfort or resistance as you sit or stand in stillness with the question. Or perhaps you notice how you welcome the question into your heart. What qualities do you most appreciate in yourself? And is there anything else? Notice what happens in your body when you appreciate these qualities. You could do a body scan if that is useful for you. Starting at your toes, working your way up through your legs, into your belly, your torso, chest, arms, shoulders, neck, and then into your face. What do you notice in your jaw, in your mouth, cheeks, nose, ears, eyes, forehead? What happens to your thinking when you notice and appreciate your own qualities? What else are you able to appreciate about yourself in this moment? Perhaps you'd like to smile. So, how did you find the appreciation exercise today? What positive difference has appreciating your own qualities made already? I'd really encourage you to make a note of the qualities that you've appreciated. Use a notebook or make a voice recording. So, how did you find the appreciation exercise today, really? So, how did you find the appreciation exercise today? What positive difference has appreciating your own qualities made? Using a notebook or perhaps making a voice recording, I'd encourage you to make a note of the qualities that you noticed and appreciated. Be honest and accept your thoughts graciously. Over the course of the next few days, take a moment to pause and appreciate the qualities that you've noted. How have they shown up for you in your interactions, in your decisions? What has been the impact for yourself and for others? Where are the opportunities to offer appreciation to others today and over the coming week? What will you do? And take a moment now to appreciate the time you have taken for yourself as you have completed this exercise. Notice what difference it has already made and look forward to the positive effects for your thinking and for your well-being as you move through the coming days. So thank you for joining me for this podcast around appreciation. I would love to hear your thoughts and your feedback, so do get in touch, and I look forward to seeing you next time.